listening to KSGF Mornings live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, with Nick Reed and Sarah Myers.
Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed, continuing the live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. We are at the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa in Jamaica, and everyone, it's Sarah Myers.
Is this thing on?
Is this on? Can you hear me? Am I on?
Am I on?
Am I on?
Are you making fun of me?
No, not at all.
Of course not.
Well, I'm going to tell you about my friends over at Beatles Property Maintenance. Beatles is spelled B-E-A-D-L-E-S, and I love them for a variety of reasons. One, they came out, did a bunch of repairs on our brand new to us home, and we've got a whole lot of more things that we need done, but they are family owned and operated. I don't think that I've mentioned that. They've been around the Springfield area for over a decade. That means a lot to me and my husband, specifically because I am pregos, so that means that we're gonna have, yes, thank you for that, Christy, appreciate that. So they understand the importance of taking care of a property, taking care of a family. They get it, and I love that about them. So if you need any property repairs, any mold remediation, crawl space repairs, water restoration, any of that, give them a call today. Their phone number is 417-840-3330. And of course, you can find their website, that phone number, their address, and a small list of things that they do at ksgf.com under the Sarah's Endorsements tab.
All right, here's a fun story, everyone. Fox News congressional correspondent Chad Pergram revealed earlier this week that he received what he described as a cryptic email from a well-connected Washington, D.C. insider advising him to learn about the process for replacing a U.S. vice president.
Ooh.
Speaking on Brett Baer's All-Star panel, he let people in on what he called a little secret about the email that he received. He said, just to let you guys know, or let you in on a little secret here. I was told about 2 to 3 weeks ago, maybe this pertains to the Supreme Court, maybe this pertains to changing the ticket before you get into 2024, noting that FDR seemingly burned through a vice president almost every time he was up for office, going on to say, but I got an email from somebody who really knows this place very well, who said, Chad, start familiarizing yourself with the confirmation process, just not in the Senate, but the House for Vice President of the United States. So they may be looking.
Poor little Kamala. Actually, I thought I saw her here. Isn't she from here?
Her dad is, yeah.
She's hiding down here.
Yeah. I've noticed that's not a real bragging point down here. That.
Oh, yeah. With her.
That
actually, you know, have you asked anybody about her?
No, I haven't. I mean, why bring up something like that?
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, I do kind of feel sorry for her. They skipped over her this week.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that.
That's right. No, no. So there was, was it the infrastructure White House signing press conference?
Yeah.
And so Kamala's up there at the podium, and then the White House introducer said, ladies and gentlemen, and then gave somebody else's name.
Yeah, oh, yeah, who was it? She was some kind of activist. I don't know.
I don't know who she
was.
And then
Kamala said,
some white lady.
In a moment or in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you forgot me. And then she turns around and looks at Joe. I mean, really, the poor lady.
Poor Kamala.
Wah, I know.
Well, that's what happens when you don't earn a job.
Well, that's right. I mean, I don't even know what she's supposed to be doing, but whatever she's doing,
she's not
doing a good job. I mean, at least if you're going to walk around and try to be a good PR person, she's definitely not doing that. I mean, especially when you go to France and you insult a whole entire country. I would like to see what would happen if she came down to Jamaica and started talking Jamaica on.
Well, you know, her dad, this didn't get a lot of coverage, but her dad,
he's from here, right?
Yeah, he's from here. Her mom is from India. But I believe her dad, he resides in the U.S. I think he works at, or is in California. He's out there in California. And I think he works for some university. But he actually wrote an op-ed ripping her when she was running for president.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because she was joking about, you know, smoking dope. And she referenced, she goes, well, I am from Jamaica. And I mean, he wrote an open letter.
Yeah, stereotyping. Yeah, the whole country.
Jamaica's a lot more than that. And just how ashamed he was of her for doing that. I thought, man, I don't think that they have a very good relationship.
And I don't think she learns about any of the countries where she goes to. Did you know this? I had to, because I was talking to somebody. I don't think they knew what I was talking about. That's from here. But so they're still under the monarch of England, under Queen Elizabeth here. Does anybody know that?
I think we talked about that. Well, I don't know. Now, do you know that, or are you just guessing?
No. Okay. I mean, it is a thing. And
a thing.
But they're still independent. And they still have crime, and the helicopter keeps circling around that mountain back behind us.
They're watching you. You fool.
That's probably right.
Well, now I'm going to have to look that up.
Look up what? The monarch?
Everything you were talking about.
No, I mean, you don't have to double check Wikipedia. I mean, it's very reliable. Oh. No, my daughter was like, you cannot cite Wikipedia. I'm like, I don't know. They didn't have it in law school, so they didn't tell me I couldn't cite it.
Yeah.
It's
not the most reliable.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue on here this morning with Christy Fulnecki. It is our Thursday broadcast tomorrow. Tom Martz will be hosting from in studio. Will not be out at Scramblers. Thank you to him in advance from the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to KSGF Mornings live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Springfield's Talk 104.1, broadcasting live from Jamaica. It is the live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. And we are in the Infinity Bar here. Got the mountain view, got the ocean view, got the pool view. We got that thing, it always looks like an observatory to me. Like, you're going to look at space. Totally, I don't know exactly what it is. I think that's over the spa or something. I'm not sure. But Christy Fulnecki is with us. So, yes. I don't know if you followed this. I don't know how to pronounce her name. She's the nominee for the Office of Comptroller of Currency. She's the one that was trained in the Soviet Union, went to Moscow University, is against private banking, a real swell pick. And it kills me. We heard the last 4 years, or the 4 years of the Trump administration, where every Russian was somebody that you should fear, even if you shouldn't even talk to a Russian. I mean, Jeff Sessions, because he met with the Russian ambassador once, he separated himself from any Russian investigation stuff. And I mean, the left was just on and on about it. And now here, this pick for the Office of Comptroller of Currency was Soviet trained and wrote papers on the benefits of Marxism, refuses to turn those over, and we're supposed to be perfectly okay with this. But here's the funny thing, or the latest funny thing.
Okay.
Evidently, she got, according to a report, arrested in 1995 for retail theft. So I guess she was shoplifting. Yeah, there's a perfect Marxist. Something, you know, she probably thought it was wrong for some corporation.
Spread the wealth.
Spreading
the wealth, right?
Yeah. So
spread the clothes.
Fox, the batteries,
yeah,
whatever
right.
She stole.
Uh-huh.
Fox News obtained a Wisconsin Department of Justice criminal background check. According to the background check, she was arrested by Madison, Wisconsin police officers on June 2nd, 1995, and charged with a misdemeanor count of retail theft. The background check also lists her as having a deferred prosecution in January of 1996 for the charge, which was dropped through the Wisconsin's first offender program. So you get a freebie in Wisconsin. It's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
She hasn't been confirmed, though, right?
No, not yet. The White House.
I mean, how crazy. Are you going to keep talking?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So spokesperson for the White House said to be clear. Saule, is that how it's pronounced? I don't. It's Saule. I didn't know if anyone had seen a story where they said her name. I read all my news, so I don't know the pronunciation of names sometimes. Okay. But they said Saule has been fully transparent about the incident her entire career, including to the Senate in applications and when she worked at the Treasury Department during the Bush administration. The case was ultimately dismissed in January of 1996, more than 25 years ago, and was the result of a misunderstanding and confusing situation. Yeah, like you're supposed to pay for something.
Yeah. Misunderstanding and breaking the law.
Yeah,
how
do
you do that?
If she can't figure that out, if that's confusing to her, I don't know that I want her in a position of authority. But isn't this it's so perfect for the left. Like, there are those of us that are supposed to be held responsible for things that we didn't even do, but our great ancestors allegedly did. But then when one of their own actually commits some sort of crime, as small as it may have been, relatively speaking, but they're like, oh, that was a long time ago. That doesn't count anymore. Well, that must be
nice. But they
should
explain how she's going to hold a cabinet position. I mean, do you know how hard it is? Some of the people probably here have had security clearances. But what they do to you when you're an average person and you have to get a security clearance, because I, believe it or not, if you can even believe this, I had the top secret security clearance for the Department of Defense.
Instills confidence.
I knew something was coming. That's why I said it like that. I mean, but they do thoroughly. They talk to your neighbors. They go through your whole background. It's even more extensive than our background check for the bar. And, I mean, can you believe attorneys really have background checks either? So, but, yeah, it's even more extensive than that. And so how is she even going to hold a cabinet position if you can't get a security clearance? Because a lot of times if you have a misdemeanor and a, you know, felony, I mean, there's no way that you'd be able to get to a high-level cabinet position. I mean, you can't even have a top-secret security clearance in the military if you've done that, if you've had a misdemeanor.
See, now I'm wanting to know. These are the things that I get curious about.
Okay. Are we changing the subject?
No.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find out how, like, when she was born. I want to know how old she was when this happened.
Ooh, yes.
I'm sure she was an adult. Let's see here. I'll go to Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, so it wouldn't be... I'll go to Wikipedia.
So she was born in 66, so she would have been 29, 30.
Yeah.
But, and this is what... I'm serious. These are the sort of questions that people would... Like, if I'm on this...
Not a juvenile.
If I'm on the Senate committee, and I'm asking the questions about this, and I would be blasted for it, but I'd want to know what she stole. I do want to know. What was she stealing? What was it she didn't want to spend money on to buy? I mean, were we talking like batteries? Were we talking about crackers or, you know, fireworks? What is it that for whatever reason she thought, no, I'm not going to pay for this item. I'm going to steal it. A candy bar?
Okay,
that's what
I
want to know.
Because what if it was food? Then you'd have the sympathizers with the left. And they'd say, yeah, so it's probably not that.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know.
So hopefully someone will ask that question. And when they say, what difference does it make? I say, if it doesn't make any difference, then tell me.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just want to know. That's why. I mean, sorry, you want this position? You're going to tell me what you stole. You should probably lie about it anyway.
Bread.
We got Christy Fulnecki with us here this morning, continuing our live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to KSGF Mornings live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed, Oller Building Company, OLLER. You're thinking about building your own home. You've always wanted to do that, but you didn't know how to do it. You hear the nightmare stories about, you know, contractors this and that happening and somebody not showing up or building half of it and then jacking the price up and you can't get a loan, you know, to finish it. And these are all things that can scare you away. But with Oller Building Company, you don't need to worry about that. OLLER. These folks are great what they do. I know these people. And they manage to have long-term relationships that they're able to leverage to keep you from being nickel and dime to death. And no two homes they build are alike. You can do the fun part if you'd like and pick out the color schemes and the cabinets and the flooring. They have a showroom floor, so you can do that with ease all in one place. Oller Building Company. Find their contact info under Nick's endorsements at KSGF.com as we continue our broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from Jamaica, the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa. And I can tell you something I've learned, Christy Fulnecki is here,
is how to
ignore bees.
What? Oh, really? I need to know because I'm super allergic to them.
Well, how do you even make it up? That's right. You are really allergic to them.
Just say Hail Mary before I go to the bar.
Yeah, you know, they've got some of the stickier drink. I just walked up there and I realize they're swarming around me, but they don't bother. They're used to people, I guess, and I've gotten used to them.
Hey, if you're going to go, you're going to go, whether it's COVID or bees or lightning strikes.
A swarm of bees in Jamaica is how she went. You were telling me something earlier that I saw the headline, but I wasn't really, I didn't know the full story, but it was regarding
one
of Obama's people.
This is such a huge thing. Did anybody hear this about Austria? I mean, okay, for one thing, The Sound of Music is my favorite movie, but that has nothing to do with this story.
Yeah, good that you prefaced the story, so we know that you already have a built-in bias on anything Austria-related.
Which, I love Austria. Okay. But what they did, the reason this is brought up, because the former Secretary of Education under Obama retweeted this in support. Okay, so they have decided to lock down the unvaccinated citizens because of their COVID cases. I don't know if you heard this. I mean, this is so frightening. I can't believe you haven't talked about this already, but that's why I'm here. Okay, so it said that the police are stopping people and asking if they're vaccinated. And if you're unvaccinated and you don't have your card, you can be fined up to $1,660. And they have all of these warnings that they're giving to the public, but you basically have to stay at home.
What was that? Oh, yeah. Noted that's the first country Hitler took.
Oh,
got a
wow.
little residual Hitler going on there in Austria.
So then, okay, but so then one of Obama's former cabinet members praised the decision to lock down the unvaccinated. So remember a long time ago when we were talking about how they would separate people in mm-hmm. the United States, and everybody was saying, oh, they're not going to separate
right,
it for the
yeah.
vaccine. Oh, really? Well, yeah, it looks like they are. And
these are the same people. It just kills me that when Trump, they would refer to Trump as a dictator, that Trump is, you know, you're not a king. And I, you know, the thing about it, even at the time, that was a contradiction was when they really started bringing out that dictator thing was when he said that he might use his power to force states to allow businesses to open back up. Now, whether or not he had that authority is, you know, it's a question that should have been discussed, and he never did use that. But the authority that he was talking about using was against the government, not against the people.
I know,
he was
right.
saying no
exactly,
to
for, yeah.
and they would call him a dictator for that. And these same people who months ago were still denying that they would force people to get vaccines or putting vaccine mandates into place, tell what businesses can and can't open, have these random rules put into place, praise countries that lock everyone down and demand that everyone be vaccinated or fined. And it's appalling that those people call Trump a dictator.
Well, because they are totally against your independence. That's what it comes down to. It's just like what I was talking about the Indian thing yesterday. I mean, they're totally against Democrats forever, for 150 years, against Indians being independent. And now they want all of us to be the same. They want us all to be vaccinated. It doesn't care. We don't care about your individual circumstances or anything. They want you to be dependent and not independent. And that's what it comes down to. And awesome, the parents in California are doing sit-ins or sit-outs. Would it be sit-in, sit-out, whatever.
But I don't know. Sit-downs.
They're pulling their kids out of school and not sending their kids to school because of the mandatory vaccine policy that they have there. And people keep saying it's not coming here. You know, but it is. They're already talking about it. And in some schools in Missouri, they have started doing this. And so it's frightening to me. And there's an organization that has sent out a warning. And I'll read it next week when I'm more organized. I'm on vacation mode here. But I think I was overserved
You're
in
doing
the ocean yesterday.
You are overserved. You're doing remarkably well.
Thanks.
Considering.
I'm not sure who's overserving me. I had to have to think about that.
All right.
But anyway, there's this organization that put out a warning that if you've signed a waiver for your child, a medical waiver, at any point during the year, they're using that to justify getting the vaccination for your kid without permission. So they're saying that everyone should call the school to make sure that anything they've signed, any kind of medical release or waiver, that it doesn't apply to that. Because Cox is putting in these clinics in the school that telemedicine without getting permission. Cox is, you know, launching themselves proactively into these schools. And people need to know that. I mean, I think that is frightening to do it without parents' permission.
Take a break. We'll continue on here with Christy Fulnecki, our live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from Jamaica, the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to KSGF Mornings live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Springfield's Talk 104.1, broadcasting live, our live broadcast sponsored, in fact. Big thank you to Ming Auto Beauty Center as we continue our broadcast here from Jamaica, the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa. Don't forget iwantagreathomeloan.com. If you are even thinking about looking at a home, you've got to go through that process first. It's not like it was years ago, and many of you know this, where there's an open house, you go check it out, and you think we really like it, so let's start the process. You need to have started the process already, because when those houses go on the market, and by the end of the day, they have six or seven offers. If you have not gotten far enough into the process where you can say, here's my letter saying that I'm approved for this loan to cover it, then you might as well take yourself out of the running altogether, because others will have done that. It doesn't cost you anything to get that portion of the process done. You just simply go to iwantagreathomeloan.com, enter some basic information. Someone from Don's team will get with you, and then you'll go from there. And that way you can walk in fully secure, knowing that you can, if you make a bid on a home, be in the running. And if you decide not to, no loss at all. But you then know what it is that you qualify for, so you come out ahead. iwantagreathomeloan.com, because you do. And Christy Fulnecki with us.
Yes, hello, hello, hey, hello. Hey. Okay, we were talking about these clinic things that are going on. Parents are very upset. I got contacted by a couple that their child is in a small rural school within the listening area here. And they started doing these clinics, and they didn't know anything about it. And I don't know if those are specifically for telemedicine or whether they're doing the vaccination thing, but they did have a Facebook Live event from Springfield Public Schools displaying all of the kids and praising them. And they had pictures the superintendent and Katie Towns, the director of the health department, and all these people. And I thought, you know what? Not one of those people standing there are doctors.
Right.
And so here's a latest UK study reveals 99.995% of children and young people survive COVID-19. So this is published yesterday.
Yeah, but that's science.
Only 2 in a million chance to be fatal. Okay, so Cox, what exactly are you doing?
Science.
Science. I like how science has been politicized. I mean, that's what's happened.
I think when you talk about this telemedicine, and that's something that has been made, if I recall correctly, available, if it's the same thing I'm thinking of, in the Republic schools. But they, ahead of time, I think you even had to opt in, perhaps. I mean, they made sure you know. So it's up to, if you're not knowing about this and it's going on in your school, it's because the school that your kids are in is trying to hide it from you.
Exactly.
Or they don't feel like it, whether they're trying to hide it or not, they don't feel that it's something they should proactively let you know about as a parent.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're affiliated with the school and you're within the listening area and you don't want to get sued, I would say you probably want to look your policies up and make sure everybody's on the same page and the parents, because, I mean, I have never and I have a lot of kids, 6 kids. And in the 18 years, I've never had to be so proactive as to what my kids are learning and what they're doing to my kid. And it's funny, in California they're holding all these signs saying the school board and the government are not a co-parent. I thought that was good. The ones that are doing, I guess it's sit out is what it is, for the mandatory vaccine. So I mean, I don't know why they think that they're the parents, the school board and all of the the government, they think that they're the parents who are children. Then again, I mean, they think we're all stupid, so.
Well, yeah. We spoke.
Silence.
I forget if I get my days mixed up, whether this was earlier today. I think it was today, talking about the role of school boards. And I've talked about this in the past, and it is the misunderstanding, if you will, of what a school board's position is and whom it is that the school board members are supposed to represent.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And what happens is these people, they get on these school boards and largely because they are encouraged to run by teachers' unions or people within the district, and they see themselves as ambassadors for the school. They see themselves as working for the school. So the superintendent says, well, we need this, we need that, and you need to go out and make sure that the constituents understand we need them to pass this tax levy. Instead of the other way around, where they are the extension of the community. They get voted on there to then tell the superintendent, no, this is what we as a community are telling you you're going to do. And if there's a bright spot that is coming out of everything that's been going on with vaccine, mask mandates, critical race theory, it is that people are starting to pay attention and they are getting involved and they are demanding that school boards be held accountable to the voters, and those that refuse to, they are running against. And
I know, and that school in that district in Ohio, all those parents against critical race theory and against mask mandates and the vaccine mandates, those people won. I think that in the district they won like 4 seats. They ended up taking over the whole school board. So it is, that's funny you say that, because a lot of my clients that I've had during all this COVID stuff, many of them have run for office, and I think that's great.
Yeah,
because they're just so. I mean, they can't get, unless there's a lot of media pressure, you know, or a lawsuit filed, they can't get anything done. So it's great. You have to take a break.
Yeah. No, we're done.
Oh. Oh, right.
Thanks for being on today.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy Filnecki.
Yes.
And of course, everyone who's come on the show throughout the last 3 days. It always makes it so much more fun. And I just makes the show very enjoyable. And
everyone needs to go next year.
Yeah, definitely. Wherever it is, we'll have to pick a new place. And maybe we should do voting or something. We've never done that. I've just always picked. And then if it turns out poorly, then it's.
They would blame you.
Yeah, and I don't want that.
Yeah.
About we'll use whatever.
Let's make it a democratic process. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I mean, this is KSGF, you know.
Live from Jamaica, the Grand Palladium, Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to KSGF Mornings live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from the Grand Palladium, Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed, continuing our live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from the Grand Palladium Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa. And we've had the opportunity to have so many of the great folks who make this resort as incredible as it is. And one of the individuals who has been helping us from the very beginning, Francisco. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. And if you would, tell people a little bit about you, what you do here, and why it is that this is the best resort in the world.
Thank you for having me here. And I will say, not just because it's Jamaica, I will say this is one of the best. We have so many things to offer in the resort. We have so many things to offer in the island. And pretty much what I do here, it's groups and events. So maybe some of you here for the brand that it's the Mice by Palladium. So we manage all the groups and events. And I'm the manager here, so I will be in charge for all the groups. I will be having them checking maybe the petitions, events, or anything that they might need here. So it's really fun. I mean, everyone says once that you find something that you love, you don't work anymore, so.
You know, we've done, in the past, we did some cruises, and then we decided we'll start doing the all-inclusive resorts, which we've stuck with because it just has worked out really nice, and it's allowed us to do the show. One of the questions I hear from people who have never been to an all-inclusive is they're like, but what would you do? I think I'd be bored being at the same place the whole time. Now, of course, I know that is couldn't be further from the truth. But I don't know if you hear that, and what would you say to those people?
I would say that you have different options. Like you can stay here at the hotel. We have different activities all the time. We have parties going on. We have dinners, different restaurants. We have seven restaurants a la carte. And we have the buffet, international buffet, that we have two of them. We have a sport bar, and you can always go on activity too. So you can experience a little bit about the island too and everything. So it's so many options that you have here on land. And I mean, I will say the most important when you're on vacation, it's you will have a great service, you will have food, you will have entertainment, and you will have alcohol. That I think that's important too.
Yeah, that helps. Well, in one of the, I mean, I don't want to, I'm not trying to pin one against the other, but just one of the differences when it comes to an all-inclusive is oftentimes people see those cruise trips and they're like, oh, it's so inexpensive. But, you know, well, there's port fees and there's all these different. But one of the things is, you know, on a cruise, the alcohol generally isn't covered. You have to pay extra for that, as opposed to an all-inclusive where you don't have to worry about this sort of thing.
That's correct. I mean, you will have all-inclusive pretty much as food, drinks, party, and also the tips. So you will have everything. And the magic about groups is that you get a different rate, so it's gonna be less expensive maybe to go with a group. And sometimes you get some concessions depending on the volume of the group, or you will have an event, or I mean, you can program an event. So that's really good.
Well, and you don't also have to find your own entertainment. I know just in the time we've been here so far, there's, you know, a lot of folks have gone. There was a Michael Jackson tribute concert. There was a Bob Marley concert. There have been a number of these different productions, and you don't have to like make a reservation ahead of time, buy a ticket. You're just walking by and you're like, man, that looks awesome, and enjoy it.
That's correct. I mean, pretty much anything. We have different shows. We have 7 different shows every night, and we have different activities during the day. And the most, when I arrived here, they told me that the most famous party that they have, it's an all-white party that it's on every Saturday. And if the weather it's really good, like this last Saturday, it could be at the beach. So that's something that it's really nice and something that you can experience.
Well, I want to thank you. You've been such an incredible host, and everyone has been wonderful here and getting all of this set up. I know it's something that isn't done every day, and to allow us to occupy this space. A big thank you, right? Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for choosing us, and I hope that you come back.
Absolutely, we will. Francisco, thank you so very much. As we continue our live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from Jamaica, the Grand Palladium, Lady Hamilton Resort and Spa, I'm Nick Reed.